Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. My next guest is Heather Lutze from Findability University. She is the CEO and master trainer of that organization. They're out of Parker, Colorado. Let me tell you what they do. Heather's organization, it's called Findability University. It's at findability.com, and they've helped hundreds of business owners get found on the internet to customers ready to buy. So if you feel a little lost on the internet, you need somebody to help you, it could be Findability University is your answer. Let's talk to Heather and find out. Heather, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And tell me a little bit about it. Findability University sounds like an interesting concept. How did you get into this line of work, and how long ago did Findability University get its start?
Sure. Well, I started my career off in graphic design, built hundreds of websites. Loved doing that creative side. And what I felt when I wanted to kind of progress my career is I got real lucky. I was actually working in a job. That was like my last job. I was fired like 6 times in my 20s. And I'm like, my husband's like, maybe you should consider being self-employed. That sounds like a great idea. I'm like, great idea. I'll do that. So I got really lucky and got recruited by Yahoo. Some people might remember them. And I worked for them and got recruited by them to do their advertiser training for paid search, so buying your way onto search results. And as a result of that, I met all these amazing business owners and tacticians who are very, very confused about the whole world of online marketing, and specifically SEO, or search engine optimization. How do I get findable on Google? So that was the genesis, really, of me building Findability Group, which was an agency that we helped hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, $5,000 and $6,000 a month agreements. And when I sold that business 2 years ago, I said, look, there's a lot of people being left in the lurch who don't understand SEO. They're very confused, or they've been taken in the past. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to build a university to help and educate business owners who want to do it themselves and their marketing teams. And here we are today.
And it is a fascinating topic, and the thing about it is there might be some history classes at Findability University, but they aren't going to do any good when Google's changing all the logarithms and everything. It seems like they're changing very frequently, so you really have to be a virtual kind of keeping things up to date type of a thing. And this is something that people need to know about, because these changes could affect how you're ranked and whether people can find you at all, right?
Yeah, I mean, they just had a major update. A lot of people are calling it Mobilegeddon, which I think is very funny. but it's where everyone needed to have a mobile responsive website, because 40% of Google searches, based on the last study I read, are coming through mobile and tablet devices. And Google's like, well, look, here's the deal. If you're going to be an expert in your field, you want to get ranked on Google, there are certain minimum requirements that we need you to have. And with the last update, it's about having a mobile responsive, not mobile friendly, but mobile responsive website. And in order to keep kind of everyone in the know and to keep the very best search results that Google can present to searchers, they do have these algorithmic updates. And as part of the university, what we really try to train them is what should you pay attention to and what's just a bunch of junk that really does not apply.
Yeah, I would imagine there's always going to be some kind of junk out there. I mean, it used to be this.
Yeah.
This has really evolved. It used to be, it seems like, in SEO, companies would say, well, all we got to do is put your keywords all in your copy, even if it doesn't make much sense. It'll pick it up on it, and that'll take care of that. And then it kind of moved to what was the last version called, where they were saying you needed to have more graphics and media and interactive
Penguin.
Types of things.
Penguin.
I didn't even hear about
penguin and panda and all these cute fuzzy animals. It's adorable.
Right. A hummingbird. Hummingbird. Wasn't hummingbird?
Hummingbird.
One of those?
That's right. Hummingbird.
Okay.
Yep.
Hummingbird.
That was the last one.
Yeah. So now we're at Mobilegeddon.
Well, then it was Pigeon, right? They had this thing called Pigeon Update, which was for localized search. So it's always like poor business owners are just like, what animal are we on? right now, I've lost track, right? And that's really where I hear a lot of business owners say, look, I'm not a nerd. I don't want to program. I'm not a developer. Just tell me what I need to know to get findable under Google. Just tell me what I need to know, and I'll do
well,
that.
Well, I'll tell you, Heather, a lot of our listeners are age 50-plus, and they're just pining back for the days when the yellow pages were all you had to do. That's we're never going back to that. But,
yeah, unfortunately not.
For a lot of people, it was like pulling teeth to get them just to create a website in the first place, and then now it's changed so much. So let's talk about some general rules of thumb. How often should someone be looking at their – or having someone, let's say an expert, look at their website to make sure it's appropriate for current practices?
Yeah, and I would almost like to take just a quick step back even before you think about doing that is, what's the heart in the machine? So when you think about how to align your website, first of all, it's about evolving out of a brochure site or a flyer site. That would be like the top-level navigation looks like About Us, Services, Testimonials, and Contact Us. Most businesses have built these brochure sites completely unfindable. So you have a beautiful, unfindable website. Congratulations. So then we'll say, okay, well, if I want to evolve outside of a brochure website and I want to make it findable, before I start thinking about Google and the Google algorithm, I've got to think about who are my customers? What are those customers searching? What are they complaining about when they search? And I have to be in alignment with that before I can get findable by Google.
Good point. Very good point. Because
otherwise you do a ton of optimization and it still doesn't work. And you're like, but I just spent all this money and did SEO. What the heck happened? Well, because you're not under the right keyword phrases. That's not how your ideal prospect is searching. So I spend a tremendous amount of my time helping business owners to align. And there's really two different concepts when it comes to thinking about findability or SEO on the website, on the internet. You have your keywords. We like to call them bubble keywords, right? We all live inside a bubble, and we have this vision and dream of the keywords we want to be findable under. Then we have what we call trench keywords. You have your prospects that are in the trenches, right? They have problems and issues and concerns. They're turning to Google, and they're typing in those concerns. But as business owners, we're still in our bubble. So the big part I do is we have to break the bubble, say, look, I'm sorry, they're not going to search under fantabulism. And you invented this. We have a fantabulism, a service offering. And you're like, what the heck is fantabulism? Well, we made it up. Isn't that brilliant and clever? And like, no, it's unfindable. So the thing about SEO, which I think a lot of people don't realize, it's not about the algorithm. It is about understanding human behavior, being able to find the heart in your business and align it with how people are searching. Then the machine will show up for you.
So I've heard one rule of thumb in building a website, especially if it's one that has commerce built into it, is don't make me think. Don't make me have to think, as a consumer. So it seems like don't make me have to be clever in just finding your website. You're after a general audience. You're not going to get everybody. You're not going to get both sides of the big curve there. You're after what are most people thinking when they're thinking about your product or service, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's great that you say that because there's a wonderful book by Steve Krug. Or Krug, K-R-U-G, called Don't Make Me Think. It's a website usability, easy little read. And he talks specifically about we work really hard to confuse people. And we want them to come to the website and do what we want them to do. Right? We want them to contact us. We want them to engage. At Yahoo, we said, how many yeses are on that page? So when I get there, are you offering them, yes, I'd love to follow you on social media. Yes, I would love to subscribe to your newsletter. Yes, I would love to watch a video about your company, your offering. And then the ultimate yes, of course, is pick up the phone and give me a call. And like a lot of people just think it's like instant gratification. One click, they search, they go to the site, they contact. That just is not how searching works. We like to think of search marketing as snackable moments. You are snacking the visitor every time they come back with something more valuable, something more nutritious. And as they get closer and closer, they're going to buy the meal. And that means they're going to call you. They're going to engage with you. That's why we're doing this. And I think we lose sight of that sometimes.
I like that analogy. And so you think about you walk through the mall and there's somebody standing out in the middle of the traffic lane with a free sample. That's the first. That's the first enticement, right? To differentiate you from the crowd. if you like that, then follow me back, and I'll show you where the rest of the goods are. But you have to start with that basic enticement. And it's a very crowded world. Everybody's out there trying to do it. So a lot of people would say, well, the problem is if I go after the central main keywords, I have a lot of competition there. So how do you make a difference in the herd?
Well, and this is really great. So one of my clients, she has a website called blahblahblah.net. And I mean blahblahblah.net.
Uh-huh.
And she built a whole business around blahblahblah.net. No, I'm sorry, it was .us, even worse. It was .us, not .com, .us. And when we started looking at the keyword tool, I was like, aren't you talking about communication? She's like, yeah, I help people be more effective communicators. And I'm like, aha. So when we started looking, we used the Google Keyword Planner. There's lots of other good keyword tools. There's SpyFu, SpyFu.com. There's a wonderful website called SEM, S-Sam, Edward Michael, S-E-M, Rush.com. And they will tell you exactly what people are searching. So when we looked for this client, we looked at effective communication. That was it. That was what she was speaking to. She was marketing blah, blah, blah.us. And all of her customers or potential customers are searching for effective communication in the workplace, effective communication with my spouse, communication with my teenager. You know, so there was all these very specific phrases that people could hire her for, buy her book, hire her to speak, hire her to consult. But she's spending all her time talking about blah, blah, blah. And there's a huge disconnect between those two engagements. And so now she's purchased the domain effectivecommunicationpro.com. And blah, blah, blah is her logo and her tagline. It's not her findability.
Ah, very good, very good. So there's still room to be creative there. But if you're not found, the best tagline is not going to do you any good whatsoever. So
yeah, you can have the most beautiful logo, the most gorgeous website, and if it's not optimized for the right phrases, you're beautifully unfindable.
So being clever doesn't necessarily win this battle, win this first battle. You got to win the battle to win the war. And so first of all, you have to think about what is the first battle, and that first battle is to be found, and then you have to think very mainstream, broad brush.
Mm-hmm.
But,
not too
but
broad
again,
brush, but
yeah,
broad enough.
Okay, because then again, if you get too broad brush, then you're fighting against other people that are maybe paying a lot of money to get pushed up into the top of a broad brush kind of a search finding, right? I mean,
Terry could have optimized for a word like communication. And when you type that in, you get Wikipedia and about.com and, you know, all these ridiculously huge websites, and it's a very in-specific search. So then we did effective communication. Now the search results are looking, we always call it checking your neighborhood, right? Wouldn't it be great if you could have known your neighbors before you bought your house? Well, same kind of concept. Before you decide on a keyword phrase is perfect for you, you have to check your neighborhood in Google search results and say, if I was there, is that a good place for me to be? Does it speak to my ideal customer? And if you look there and you see a bunch of like New York Times and Wall Street Journal, your ego might want you there. But in most cases, you'll never rank for that phrase, too competitive, and it really isn't connecting with your ideal prospect. So check the neighborhood before you buy the house.
good point. Very good point. So what are some other creative ways that people are connecting with customers? Because, you know, there's a balance between being, again, overly creative and missing the mark with that connection.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tips or ideas or precautions you could give our listeners?
What I would say is that if you feel like you're ready for a new website design, that before you put pen to paper, before you hire a designer, what we train in Findability University is how to create what we call a keyword blueprint. And the keyword blueprint is looking at every page in your website and adding pages that are themed in a way that the searchers are already searching. So you're evolving out of a brochure site and into a thought leadership platform. So like my client, when someone types in communication in the workplace or gossip in the workplace, she has a page in her website, and it's optimized for gossip in the workplace. When I get to that page, then she can tell me you can hire her for speaking, training, consulting. So the keyword map helps you to connect with what people are currently searching, and then you back in your thought leadership to that concept. And you should be doing this before you touch anything from a design standpoint on your site. And this is what we train, is realigning your thinking from self-talk, and we also call it bubble language. So business leaders are in their bubble, okay? They think about all these phrases that are perfect for them that they've made up, you know, versus trench language. And the trench language is, what are the people in the trenches doing? What are they thinking? And aligning their new website around that kind of thinking. Then when you design it and you launch it, your website is beautiful to all these new traffic that no one ever had before. So when looking at designing a website, don't just go for the look and feel. Don't be intimidated by all the SEO phraseology. And take a step back, and you know the customer the best. And you know what makes them tick and what frustrates them and what they turn to Google for help with. And starting there is absolutely key in your marketing message, both online and offline. So that's definitely where I think they should start. Yeah.
That's a good point. Stay calm and call Heather Letsey at Findability University. Hey, Heather, you've got some workshops and things, and I know you do workshops for business owners through Vistage International as well, so you're a speaker for them as well, which means that you've been vetted as a speaker. They have world-renowned speakers, and you know, so you've done something right to get into their graces. But tell me a little bit about your workshops, and you have a webinar series going on as well. Just tell our listeners a little bit about how they can get to know you better.
So Vistage is a CEO group, for those people who don't know what that is, and I've done 150 programs for them. So, yeah, I've been a little vetted there. If you go to findability.com, on the main navigation, you'll see one of the main navigation elements is university. Underneath that, we have private coaching, where you work privately with me. I also have findability alignment workshops, where I go in and I work with their internal team, their sales team or their marketing teams or web team, and we train them how to do it themselves. And then the easiest, lowest cost entry point would be our webinar series. And the webinar series starts June the 5th, and it's every Friday for 6 weeks with me personally. And as far as the listeners on your show, I have a 10% off promo code. It's Exit Coach. And as they register, they'll get 10% off of the registration for that. And that's $497. Very reasonable. Get all the work done over 6 weeks, and I'm there to support you the entire way.
Now, that sounds fantastic. Sounds like a great way to divvy this up and put it on your calendar so it'll get done.
We hold you responsible for the homework, too.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, it sounds terrific. I mean, that's a great way to, you know, if you're a business owner and you're confused, I know you're confused. I know in our listener base, if you're listening to this show, you are confused about your website, I can tell you. And this is a great way to learn more about what's happening. And remember, just because you might have retrofitted things 6 months or 12 months ago doesn't mean things have not changed again as Google has introduced another wrinkle. You need to make sure that you're current and being found, and that's the key to Findability University, is helping you get found out there in this wide world of information that's all over the place. So the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you again is to go to findability.com?
Yes, findability.com, and they can do a Findability snapshot. So anyone who's on the listens to your program, if they just want a half hour of my time to look over their website, I run a findability diagnostic audit. I'll give them a 15-page report on their site, all the things they can fix. Just go ahead and contact me through the website or email me at heather@findability.com. We'll get you set up for a free consult. Maybe that'll get you started a little bit into understanding, where is my website right now? What do I need to do? And how do I get back on track?
That's terrific. It's very valuable information. Thanks so much for joining us today. I look forward to the next time that we talk, because I'm sure there'll be another change, another animal that Google comes up with in the very near future. And I hope you'll come back and keep us posted on what's new and what's happening in your world. So thanks again very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.